Thank God for the Master. Thank God for the Master tonight. Amen. I heard it said one time. It was at an auction. And so they put a violin up on the auction block. So the violin looked ruggedy. It was old. It was battered. It was torn. And said that the auctioneer began to say, "We're going to auction this violin off. Fiddle or whatever you want to call it." Amen. He said, "Have anybody got a bid?" Somebody said $5. Another one said $10. They got up to $25, and an auctioneer said, "Come on. You got to do better than that right there. This is a masterpiece. This is a masterpiece." And about that time, an old man sitting in the back of the auction barn got up out of his chair. He walked to the front. He took the old, ruggedy violin in his hand. He took the bow. He put it up to his shoulder, and he began to play it. And when he began to play it, friend, let me tell you, some of the most beautiful music you ever heard come from a violin began to sing out over that auction barn there. And then when the master put it down then, the auctioneer said, "Have we got a bid?" One man said $10,000. Another man said $20,000. I believe the violin went up to, I don't know, $100,000. And then he said it sold. What are you saying all that, friend? It was the hand of the master that brought the beauty out of the old violin. It's the hand of the master, friend, that bring the beauty out of us, Boogs. Amen? You used to not be like you are now, but because of the hands of the master, we are what we are today. Amen? I want to read tonight in the book of Ezekiel. Church, I'm stirred. I'm troubled. I'm worried. Ezekiel 33, I very seldom preach from this book. I do not preach hardly from Daniel. I do not preach from Ezekiel, Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a man that we would not want for a camp meeting evangelist. He had no converts throughout his life. Jeremiah was thrown in a dungeon one time. Mud, what, Brother Wayne? I heard it said that it was up to his shoulder and everything like that. He stayed in there so long that when they took him out, they had put rags under his arm and pulled him out. Jeremiah, friend, is a great book, even though I don't use it much. But I want to try to use Ezekiel right now, if I may. 33, let's start in the first verse for the reading of God's Word. And if you would bear with me a few moments, there will be church tomorrow night. I don't know about you, I have enjoyed this. Amen. If it won't be do nothing to us, but Sir Caleb, just to see you here every night, it's been worth it. Kelly, you have always been a sweet person. You have. Ain't she, Sister Landa? Absolutely. And Penny, Sister Landa has got some sweet girls. Amen. And I thank God for that. It's great to have neighbors like this around us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Ezekiel 33:1. I married Kayla and her husband. I married a bunch of people. Amen. It says, "Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coat and set him for their watchman, if, when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come, take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Amen. I want to speak just a moment here tonight. And I want to use this thought here. An unheed warning. An unheed warning. Amen. Did anybody hear from Lee Ann today? They were supposed to take Lee Ann's baby. And I was just wondering. I forgot all about that. My mind about that long late. Thank you, Lord. At least I still got one. Father, we need you right now. Father, use me, Lord. Speak through me right now. Father, I need you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to start and I want to bring to your remembrance tonight, amen, about one of the most tragedy that happened in our world, amen. And I realize, friend, Katrina and Rita was bad. That just swept through our states and everything. Amen. But back, way back, there was a ship that was called the Titanic. The Titanic was one of the largest ocean liner of its days. Amen. It left, amen, Liverpool, England, to sail to New York. As they began to pull out of the harbor of Liverpool, England, amen, it was the most beautiful ship there was. Amen. It had rich people up on it. An actor from America, friend, which was a millionaire, died up on that ship, amen, that went down there in between England and New York, amen. But anyway, amen, as they began to pull out of the harbor of England, amen, the captain of the Titanic was so proud of it, amen. He had the people up on the boat. Amen. It was approximately 2,220 people that was aboard the Titanic there. And as they began to go through, amen, the waters there, and as people looked at it, and as they began to wave at the crowd that was on the board of the Titanic, amen, the captain made a statement, friend, that was recorded in history. Amen. He was so proud of it, and it was known as an unsinkable ship. Amen. And the captain made this statement, Brother Chad. He said, not even God himself could sink the Titanic there. But I want you to know, friend, even though there was 2,220 people that was aboard there, amen, a few days later, amen, the Titanic, friend, they had a warning chain to it. Well, there was an iceberg that was ahead, amen. They failed to take heed unto the warning of the iceberg, and they overlooked it, amen. But you know what, friend? Then another warning came to the Titanic of another iceberg. They did not realize whether it was that warning or the first warning there. But the next thing you knew, amen, the Titanic struck that iceberg there. Amen. It had five compartments in that they could have sealed off. Amen. And it could have been a ship that was unsinkable. But because of the way the iceberg hit, it hit three of those there five compartments, friend, that could have kept the Titanic from going down. And when it hit three of the compartments, sir, it was nothing else that could done but go down there. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? Because of an unheed warning, out of the 2,220 people aboard, 1,513 people, Brother Wayne, according to the encyclopedia, died upon the Titanic, amen. And I'm going to tell you one thing today. We take warning for granted. today. Amen. I'm talking about warning signs today. We take weather reports for granted today. Look at Hurricane Katrina. Amen. They thought the Superdome would be safe in it. They thought the Civic Center would be safe with the people in it, friend. But they never realized, friend, amen, that a Category 5 was going to come into the city of New Orleans. Amen. Amen. And almost destroy the city of New Orleans. And because of them taking it for granted, amen, 1,000 people died in the city of New Orleans alone. And Brother Wayne, right today, the city of New Orleans and a lot of our Gulf Coast has never revived from it and probably never will tonight. What are you saying tonight? We are taking, amen, warning for granted tonight, amen. And church, I believe here tonight, we need to realize that tonight when God sends a message out, it is not something that we should overlook tonight. We should never want to play church tonight. We should never get comfortable in the house of Almighty God and think everything's going to be all right when God is trying to call out and trying to let us realize that tonight He still loves us tonight. But there's nobody under the sound of my voice tonight that is immune to the judgment of Almighty God. It's going to be different tonight, Boog. Amen, amen. Scriptures tell us in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man. The Bible says in the days of Noah, they was eating and drinking. There is no sin in eating and drinking unless you are glutting. But the sin was, Sister Martha, they forgot about Almighty God. Scripture said, amen, they was eating and drinking as in the days of Noah. They was marrying, and giving in marriage. And so shall it be, amen, in the day of the coming of the Son of Man today. But friend, let me tell you, amen, for years and years in the day of Noah, buddy, God warned them. The man of God, Noah, began to tell them, God sent in a flood. You got to be in the church boat or you ain't going to make it today. Church, I'm going to say this right here today. Amen. I believe this right here today. We are losing fear and respect for Almighty God in the day that we are living in today. You would never take heed to God's warning, friend, until you have fear for Almighty God. And you would never have fear for Almighty God until you have respect for Almighty God. You hear what I'm saying here tonight? Amen. That's the trouble we got here tonight. No fear tonight. Come on, people think they can live any way they want. Amen. And God is going to extend those hands of mercy. Friend, I'm going to tell you, friend, I believe judgment falls into the same as it is in the day of judgment tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You can have all the cross you want hanging around your necks. Amen. That ain't going to keep the warning and the judgment of God off of you. You can have a dozen rabbit foot, amen, hanging around your belt and in your pocket tonight. That's not what's going to keep the judgment of God off you. But Brother Malone, God sends out a warning tonight. And friend, it's left up to us tonight, friend, amen, to take heed unto the warning of Almighty God. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, friend, people can come into the house of God and they can come cold, sitting unto the house of God. And church, I believe when you become cold, sitting on the pews of the church tonight, you can get mockery in your heart tonight. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? In the days of Noah, I believe there was people that walked into the ark day after day, Brother Wayne, week after week, and began to look at it, friend. Come on now. This was a boat, friend. Amen. That, let's just say a size of a football field. This thing was three stories high and everything like that. And they begin to look at it, Brother Wayne, and they begin to say, man, how in the world you're going to get this thing to water. Amen. When you get it finished, I'm not going to get it to water. God's going to bring the water to me. Hallelujah. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? I'm saying I believe they walked out of that boat laughing at Noah, laughing at Ham, laughing at Shem, laughing at Japheth and I. But I'm going to tell you what. Amen. It didn't stop over Noah. He kept on a hammering. He kept on a building. He kept on. Why? Because he heard a warning from Almighty God. I'm sending a flood. I'm sending a flood. I'm sending a flood. And church, I'm here to tell you, God's sending a rapture tonight. And people can play around. And people can mock tonight. People can laugh and take it for granted tonight. But let me tell you, friend, God is a coming. Boog, your lifestyle is not going to prolong the coming of the Lord. Come on now. God ain't going to prolong His coming just for you to get right with God. Come on now. People say today, I want to sow my wild oats, friend. Then I'm going to get ready. My sister told me, friend, amen, 20-something years ago when I was trying to witness to her about the truth of the Word of God. You know what she told me, Sister Shirley? She said, I'm not ready to live for God and calm my life down. I've got some wild oats or so. And let me tell you one thing. Right now, she's an alcoholic. I said, right now, she's an alcoholic, amen. She ain't no longer free, bound by the love of the world, but she's bound by an alcohol free that will send her straight to hell without Almighty God tonight, amen. Come on now, amen. I'm going to tell you one thing. A lot of people want to love the world and the things of the world tonight and want the church just to put on hold until they get the hair, wild hair sold tonight. But I'm here to tell you tonight, friend. God ain't going to wait on nobody tonight. God's sending a warning tonight. I said, God's sending a warning tonight, friend. Amen. And when God sent a warning tonight, friend, it's left up to us whether or not to take heed or whether or not we do not. He said in the book of Genesis, my spirit shall not strive with men forever. Amen. And I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. God ain't going to put up with things. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I believe this, buddy. The reason there was only 8 people saved in the day of Noah, because God knew their heart. Come on. I said God knew their hearts. Amen. They had a love for the world. They had a love for the things of the world. They had a desire. Come on now. Amen. Let me show you something right here, how strong sin is. And people don't realize it tonight, friend. I refuse, friend. I said, I refuse to rub shoulders with the things of the world and the worldly thing. Come on now. I refuse to go to a honky-tonk. I refuse to go to a beer party, friend. Knowing I got the Holy Ghost tonight. Because, friend, the world is strong tonight. Sin is strong, Eddie. Amen. You know why God destroyed Solomon and Gomorrah? Because of gay. Because of queers. Come on now. Because of queers. Because of lesbians and everything like that. Am I right, Doc? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And you know what happened, friend? The Bible said 2 angels went into the city of Sodom to bring Lot and his family out of Sodom. And the Bible said, amen, that the men of the city came to Lot's house and said, where is the men that came into your house? Amen. About daylight there. And the Bible said, amen, that they told Lot, said, we want to bring them out and we want to know them. Study it. You know what? They didn't want to say, how you go? Amen. Your name, Glenn Ray? My name is Douglas. Amen. That's not the way they want to know them. They want to know them in a sexual relationship as homosexual tonight. These were angels of God. Come on now. These was angels of God. These was messengers of God with a warning to Lot and his family. Amen. And I'm going to send, amen, fire and brimstone upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bible said, amen, that the angel of the Lord pulled Lot back into the house. Lot said, you don't want these men. I got two girls here that has never known a man by laying with them. Take them and do anything with them that you want to do. Amen. But leave these men alone that came under my roof. Amen. This evening. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, they would not hear Lot. Amen. They would not hear Lot, but they pressed upon Lot. And the Bible said the angels reached and pulled Lot back in the house, shut the door, and smote the men with blindness. But Chad, here's what is so amazing to me. These men were smote with blindness by the hand of Almighty God and the angels of God. And you know what the scripture says next, buddy? The Bible said they wearied themselves trying to find the door. What in the world it takes some people, friend, to get their attention? We've seen people kill. We've seen people die. We've seen destruction fall upon people. We've seen homes destroyed. We've seen everything under the sun happen, friend. But they take the warning for granted. God has warned us in dreams. They have troubled us. The dream has troubled us. We cannot get them off of our mind. God has used the man of God and the Holy Ghost, friend, to deal with us. Come on now. You can't love God and serve mama at the same time. Come on now. You can't love God and the world at the same time. Amen, amen. Because you can't serve no two gods. I'm going to tell you one thing. God's going to be number one in our life, or he ain't going to be nothing. Come on now. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. Oh man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about an unheeded warning tonight. Come on now. Thousands of people died, friend, because a Titanic, friend, took a warning for granted. Amen, amen. Friend, do you know during the Pearl Harbor, friend? Amen. It's recorded in history. America knew they was going to be pulled into World War II. But they had the ships, friends, side by side in the harbor. Right, Brother Wayne? They had the planes parked, wingtip to wingtip, friend, on the airstrip. They knew Japan was planning something, friend. They knew that they had been warned and warned and warned, friend. Amen. Men was not at the battle station, friend. Men was not behind the machine gun. But Japan came in there, friend, in the breaking of the day, friend, and attacked at Pearl Harbor. And, friend, literally thousands of our American men died, friend, before they was even fired shot, hardly, friend. Amen. And it pulled America into World War II, friend. And after they bombed Pearl Harbor, one of the high-ranking officers of the Japan Army made a statement as he was with all the high-ranking officers of Japan. He said, gentlemen, I believe we have awakened a sleeping giant tonight, friend. And I'm going to tell you one thing now. That man there, friend, was right 4.5 years later when America dropped the most powerful bomb upon that country that ever had been dropped before. What are you saying, friend? God is warning the church. God is warning the people of God. God is saying, I'm coming. Get ready. Get a love. Get a desire. Get a determination for me.
Sister Sue, you can go to hell when she has sugar diabetes. I know what you're thinking. Ain't going to be no diabetes in heaven. Well, but what I'm trying to say, friend, if God never heals you, sugar diabetes won't keep you out of heaven. Cancer won't keep you out of heaven. Sin is what's going to keep us out of heaven. Losing the love for God and the desire for the house of God will keep us out of heaven. A church would never be no stronger than the dedication of its people. Explain it, Brother Freeman. A chain is ever how strong its weakest link is. We can have our 25 or 30 people, friend, in the house of God, friend. Then we can have 50 people laying out of church and everything. It's going to be ever how strong the dedication of the people. Amen. What in the world, Brother Wayne, will God do for this church? Sure, we're paying this note. We're paying it before time. Amen. Amen. Anna Mae was paying it so far, and she didn't know it. Amen. You can't pay a note at Hancock Bank 10 days before it's due. Amen. They're going to put you with a late fee there. Brother Wayne had to go down the other day and straighten out a bunch of mess down there. What are you saying all that for, Brother Freeman? If everybody in this church would get a dedication and a love for God the way you people are. Come on now. You've been here every night with me. Amen. Amen. I don't know how it is tonight, friend, but in the last two nights we have took up over $300 in offerings. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? That is some big offering for church of a church this size. Amen. And I'm trying to tell you today, we can play around with the world. Amen. We can love the things of the world. Come on now. We can let the bright lights of the world get our attraction tonight, friend. And God trying to deal with us, and God trying to get a hold of us, and friend, we're going to take unheed warning, friend, of Almighty God. I'm closing. December 4th, 1974. I went up to a store with Connie and went to the store in the car. I told Connie, I said, you want to go somewhere and get a bite to eat? She said, it was Saturday evening. She said, I got to go to church first. She said, when I get out of church, I'll go with you. I said, I go to church with you. And the boy that was with me, he said, I'll go with you. So we went. We went to Nicholas that night and ate. Amen. This boy told me, he said, you want to go to church in the morning? I said, yeah. I went to church the next morning, me and him. He told me, he said, you want to go tonight? I said, yeah. I went to church tonight, me and him. Tommy Ocon's brother, Kenneth Ocon. Me and Kenneth were going to go to the altar. Kenneth would see the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah. But Kenneth backslid and got out of the church. Her husband left her. And she crawled in a bed one day and took a gun and shot herself in the temple. Laying in that bed, Brother Edwards was there, and Kenneth walked into that room. And as he walked into that room, Mason lay in that bed with her glasses down like that, where the gun was in the temple. Come on now. He turned and he ran out of that house. A warning. Sunday night before she left the church, Brother Boog, she was in the altar. She got up out of the altar. She walked to the back door. And Brother Edwards was there. He put his hands out. She caught his hand. And he said this. Said, Sister Macy, I will not leave this building till I finish what I started. You know what she said, Sister McNeil? I'll be back Wednesday night. Then God sent a warning to her through the lips of the man of God and said, Sister Macy, you have no promise of tomorrow. Tuesday morning, friend, she got on the phone with her niece from Montgomery and told her niece, Bobby, I'm fixing to end my life. I'm going to commit suicide. She begged her. She stayed on the phone 2 hours trying to talk her out of it. God was warning her through that woman that had the Holy Ghost. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Then when she finally hung up, she said, Brother Edwards. She called Brother Edwards and said, would you run around and see about Aunt Macy? She said she's going to kill herself. Brother Edwards got around there, friend. The doors was locked. He couldn't get nobody. He went and found the sheriff. The sheriff went and kicked the door down. When they got in, Sister Shirley, she was laying in the bed, friend, with the gun right there. Dead. She came back to church Wednesday night, but it was in a box. I'm talking about an unheeded warning. Church, we had a move of God, unreal Sunday night in this building. Come on. It was unreal in this building, friend, Sunday night. But what did people do with it? Hey, that's not all what counts. He's still a backslider tonight, Sister Shirley. Kind of fix flats for a living. He works for country, Pilgrim Pride now. He fixed those big truck flats all the time. He worked at a gas station there in Robeline one time. Me and his daddy was cleaning out the well down at the church. And him and this black man was fixing this here big tractor tire. And Kenneth told that black man, he said, let's take it and break it back down and put some soap around it so it'd pop out. And the black man told him, said, Kenneth, I believe it's fixing to come. Let's put a little bit more. And by the time he said that, it came, Brother Boog, but it blowed. And when it blowed in, that on the tar, R.J. Jenkins pushed Kenneth out of the way like that. And when Kenneth fell, he saw something going through the air. It was the man's head. What are you saying to all that, Brother Freeman? He's a backslider. He's a backslider. Whichever way tree falleth, that's the way it's going to lie in the day of judgment. Friend, I don't believe in being lukewarm. Come on. Did you hear what I said? I don't believe in being lukewarm. You backslid. Oh, Brother Freeman, I'm just a little cold tonight. You backslid. Brother Freeman, I have lost my desire. You backslid. Yes. We need to live for God, Sister Angel, like it's our last service we're ever going to be in. You hear what I'm saying here tonight? I'm talking about an unheeded warning tonight. Scripture says, friend, the ways of a transgressor is hard. God said in Proverbs 1:26, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. They shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. I can tell you, friend, about Shorty Hall. Shorty Hall was married one time. He was raised in the Robling Church as a child. He was married to a girl, and her and two or three more was going to go out honky-tonking one Saturday night. Brother Wayne, there's a short curve just before you get to Pie Haddon on Old Highway 1. There used to be a nightclub there. Amen. It seemed like it was Club 20 or something. Amen. And as they went around that curve there, they flipped that car, and that car pinned them in. And when it pinned them in, amen, these people began to burn up. They said the fire trucks came and could not put the fire out. And said this girl, Shorty Hall's wife, was laying in that car screaming, please help me. Please get me out of here. It's burning me alive. And friend, I said all that to say this right here. In hell, the Bible said there's going to be a place where the fire is never quenched and where the worm dieth not. You know what, friend, the worm's going to be? It's going to be the soul of humanity tonight. You, we can play around with the church of the living God today, friend, or we can take the warning of God, friend, and realize, friend, there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain tonight. Can you say amen? I'm talking about an unheeded warning tonight. Friend, you can sit on the house of God and in the pews in the house of God, and you can sit there and you can grow cold-hearted. You can grow indifferent tonight, friend. Amen. And you can look Pentecost, friend, but you're not Pentecost tonight, friend. But I'm here to tell you, you can get mockery in your heart. Amen. God cannot move you no matter what happened until judgment come down upon us tonight. Amen?
A backslider. We'll always say this, I know. You can tell somebody's a backslid, you need to get back in the church. I know. You need to pray back through. I know. But the worst moment of a backslider is when he's going to stand before God and know that time will be no more. Maybe you just want to come and pray. I realize I didn't get after it tonight. I realize we ain't ran. But I want you to think about it tonight, friend. God's sending a warning out. There's people that once came to this church, friend, that don't come anymore. You go and visit them and they try to hide their chewing tobacco. They try to hide their worldliness. God sending out a warning. Where you at? Where you at? Brother Malone, I believe somebody, friend, that's going to be worse off than a backslider in hell is going to be a reprobate. They believed a lie, and they was damned. I'm talking about an unheeded warning. Can you imagine, buddy, the sound it was as a Titanic began to go down? Can you imagine, buddy, the sound it was as the ark began to go up? People probably cling to that thing as long as they could. But friend, they did not take heed to the warning of Noah, because God said for 120 years, my spirit will not always strive with man.